Some might find it tempting to say that the writer Nathaniel Rich predicted Hurricane Sandy. Well, he didn't, but he did write a novel about a disastrous hurricane ravaging New York before Sandy hit. Odds Against Tomorrow is the latest in literary genre that coalesces around the theme of climate change. It's come to be called Cli-Fi. Angela Evansy reports.
When Hurricane Sandy hit New York City last fall, the publisher Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, like most everything else, totally shut down.
It took them about a week to get the power back on.
Brian Giddis is a senior publicist at FSG. When he got back to his office, he began sorting through boxes of galleys, advanced copies of books, and one of them caught him off guard.
It has a picture of a flooded Manhattan on the cover. It's definitely sort of a Twilight Zone moment.
I had the very strange experience of editing the final proofs of my novel one night, going to sleep and waking up and essentially seeing it adapted on cable television the next morning.
Nathaniel Rich wrote Odds Against Tomorrow. The protagonist is a boy genius who spins out worst-case scenarios and sells his elaborate calculations to corporations. But not even he predicts that a hurricane will inundate New York. And, of course, Rich had no idea his novel would be so timely.
Yeah, it was eerie. But I think this is the time that we live in now. We live in this time where our worst fears are being realized regularly.
Rich's novel, out this month, is the latest in what seems to be an emerging literary genre. Over the past decade, more and more writers have begun to set their novels and short stories in worlds not unlike our own, where the Earth's systems are noticeably off-kilter.
I think we need a new type of novel to address the new type of reality, which is that we're headed towards something terrifying and large and transformative. And it's the novelist's job to try to understand what is that doing to us.
Of course, science fiction with an environmental bent has been around since the 1960s. Think The Drowned World by J.G. Ballard. But sci-fi usually takes place in a dystopian future. Cli-fi happens in a dystopian present. Judith Curry is professor and chair of the School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at the Georgia Institute of Technology. She began assembling a list of Cli-Fi stories a few months ago, and she says that when novelists tackle the issue in their writing, they reach people in a way that scientists can't.
You know, scientists and other people are trying to get their message across, you know, about various aspects of the climate change issue, and it seems like fiction is an untapped sort of way of doing this, you know, a way of smuggling some serious topics, you know, into the consciousness of the scientifically illiterate.
Curry says she first saw this renewed interest in climate change fiction with Michael Crichton's 2004 novel State of Fear about eco-terrorists. Then came such books as Solar by Ian McEwan and Flight Behavior by Barbara Kingsolver. When Kingsolver spoke with NPR in November, she said she wanted her writing to help start a conversation
between scientists and non-scientists, between rural and urban, between progressive and conservative, that when it comes to understanding the scientific truths about the world, there must be another way to bring information to people that's beyond simply condescending and saying, well, if only you had the facts, if only you knew what I did, then you would be a smart person. That gets you nowhere.
Writers can be sneaky in this way. Read all 300 pages of Odds Against Tomorrow, and you won't see the phrase climate change once. Nathaniel Rich says that was intentional.
I think the language around climate change is horribly bankrupt and, for the most part, are examples of bad writing, really, and cliché, first of all. Climate change, just as a phrase, is a cliché. Global warming is a cliché.
As far as Rich is concerned, climate change itself is a foregone conclusion. The story is in how we deal with it.
I don't think that the novelist necessarily has the responsibility to write about global warming or geopolitics. But I do feel that novels should write about what these things do to the human heart, you know, write about the modern condition, essentially.
Some writers are a little more explicit. Daniel Cram's 2012 novel, From Here, is about climate change activists. And Cram says he wanted it to be political.
Some people are just sort of using climate change as a kind of wider setting, whereas other people, I certainly in my novel, put it at the very heart of the novel.
Cram says climate fiction is still kind of a niche, but it will make its mark on the world of literature.
In fact, I think when we will be looking back at this 21st century, we won't, but if people will, then they will definitely see climate change as one of the absolute major themes in literature, if not the major theme in literature.
War and Peace and climate change. For NPR News, I'm Angela Evansy.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.